T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Baby, it's cold outside. Oh yeah, there's a frost advisory in some spots. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Yes, thanks to a clear sky and a light wind, Kathleen, allowed temperatures to really drop during the overnight hours. Temperatures in some spots even below freezing. C31 in Somerville, New Jersey, even up in the Hudson Valley and around Poughkeepsie and Newburgh, temperatures hovering pretty close to the freezing mark as well. Even as you get pretty close to the city, Teterboro down to 38. Most of the five boroughs still at or above 40 this morning, but certainly a frosty start in the suburbs. Going to feel pretty nice, though, by this afternoon. High temperatures close to 60, and with less wind than the last couple of days, certainly going to feel a little bit milder. Kathleen?
A grisly investigation in the Bronx. Dead body found wrapped in a blanket in a wooded area there last night. Authorities say a passerby noticed the duct tape blanket on West 183rd Street near Sedgwick Avenue in University Heights just before 11:30 p.m. The person, who police say appeared to be male, was pronounced dead at the scene. They are still unidentified, and the city ME will determine the cause of death. The Yankees and their fans survived one winter-go-home night, and now they're facing a couple more. Today, when Juliet Papa was with the fans.
The crowd was all in, every pitch, and the roar got louder for every James Paxton strikeout. The Yankees held on with their power, and fans knew they wouldn't give up. Kaylin Pearson, her dad John, and their friend Matt from East Northport were here.
As soon as you walked in the stadium, you could just feel the energy.
Really good.
We're headed back to Houston. Watch out. Here we come.
They need to close it out.
Fans say this team's been resilient all year long. Manager Aaron Boone said the focus for this game was about getting back on the plane. Juliet Papa, 10-10 Winds at Yankee Stadium.
Well, whoever lit up a hat on the 6 train last night also lit up social media. Seems a report of somebody trying to set their hat on fire delayed the northbound 6 at Lexington Avenue for a while after 9:30. The official subway account described it dryly thus: it was a bad idea. In Harlem, there is shock after an apparent murder-suicide and fire.
The mid-afternoon violence inside 26 West 131st Street had been building for some time.
The 59-year-old subject was involved in a dispute with a 78-year-old male victim before shooting him in the head.
Deputy Police Chief Martin Matarazzo says the gunman then killed a 78-year-old man's girlfriend. Tiffany says the elderly man was their beloved building super.
Always looking out for everybody. Like, if anybody needed anything on this block, he was going to show up and he was going to do it for you, and he was going to do it with joy.
The 59-year-old shooter was locked in his apartment when police arrived. It's alleged he set fire to the place and then killed himself. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
A disturbing gang rape case in the Bronx, and two of the suspects are women. Police say a 36-year-old woman was dragged at knife point into an apartment on East 214th Street in Olinville, beaten and repeatedly raped. Two women, identified as 24-year-old Kenya Cuevas and 21-year-old Nicole Puga, are said to have helped another man hold that woman down while three other men sexually assaulted her. Eventually, the victim was able to escape and get help. Police have arrested three men in the attack, 24-year-old Bakari Traror, 19-year-old John Cuevas, and 24-year-old Alex Zapero. They are looking for a fourth man. Because all of these suspects are said to have been acting in concert, police say they're charged with the same long list of offenses, including rape, criminal sex act, assault, and conspiracy. Police want your help finding the suspects in two nasty punching attacks. Nobody on the scene helped the victim when she was attacked on Amsterdam Avenue Thursday. Police say this pair of muggers came up from behind the woman as she walked through a construction shed near West 69th Street. One, possibly a woman, hit and knocked her down. The other, apparently male, took her bag. She fought them, they ran, no thanks to at least two passersby who didn't even stop or call 911. The woman is recovering from facial fractures. Police have released video of the incident. They've also released pictures from new pictures from an early Monday morning incident in Midtown. In this one, a group of males and females surrounded a 72-year-old man on the Avenue of the Americas, punched and kicked him, and ran off. Police are urging anyone with info on either of these incidents to call Crime Stoppers. A charity drive is underway for the family of a Brooklyn girl who was killed in an awful car crash last weekend. 15-year-old Sania Chechik died after the pileup on Route 304 Sunday afternoon. Her family started a GoFundMe in her memory to help people in need. Her father, Begun Chechik, tells 1010 Winds,
"She loved humanity, and I got to do something for her. That's the message she left me. That's the message I had, and I got to leave, and I would die to that message. And I hope New Yorkers, all the people who have any good aunts in them, feeling to help people who need help."
Fundraiser goals, $50,000. They're well over $22,000 so far. Manhattan still has Paris, or at least the Paris Theater, thanks to Netflix. The streaming channel got a temporary reprieve for the bros' last single-screen cinema to show its newest film, Marriage Story.
"What I love about Nicole, she is a mother who plays."
Landmark Theater lost its lease and closed September 1st, ending a storied run that began when Marlene Dietrich cut the ribbon in 1948. This premiere comes up on November 6th. Daily News says Netflix is now trying to persuade the owner to keep it going. Of course, the irony of Netflix, which has kept plenty of folks home from the Cineplex in recent years, saving a movie theater is not lost on anyone.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.